Hello and welcome to Pop Puzzle Trivia. I am your host and melody mastermind, James Lampkin. We'll be testing your knowledge of popular music across three rounds and 15 questions or clues. Pop Puzzle Music Trivia is the podcast that can be played however you like, whether that is in a group or just by yourself. Our three rounds today will be Hits of the 90s, Woman or Man, and Who Am I? For those keeping score, the maximum number of points available in this episode is 15. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia. You can learn about pop history and share your scores with other players. I love to see everyone who tunes in from all across the globe, and today's shout out goes to our players in Kingstown, St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Thank you for playing. Also, feel free to pause throughout if you need to give yourself more time to think. As per usual, we'll be going through all the answers at the end of the episode. Now, get ready and good luck.
Round one.
In round one today, it's all about songs from the end of the 20th century. We have five questions for you about hit songs and artists from the 1990s, with 1 point available for each correct answer. Let's get straight into it. Question one. British singer Seal and American rockers Aerosmith both had hit singles in the early 90s with which shared song title? Question 2. In December 1996, the Spice Girls got their first slow hit with which numerical song? Question 3. Which Irish band scored hits during the 90s like Linger, Dreams, and Ode to My Family? Question 4. All Eyes on Me was one of the best-selling albums of 1996 for which late hip-hop star? Question 5. In the early 90s, Nirvana singer Kurt Cobain was famously feuding with which singer from the band Guns N' Roses? That's it for round one.
Round two.
Round two today is Woman or Man. In this round, you're going to receive five clues about hit songs that all either have the word woman or the word man in their title, or possibly even both. There is 1 point available for each song title that you can correctly guess from these clues. Question 6. Shania Twain declared "Let's Go, Girls" at the start of this 1999 karaoke classic. Question 7. This 1997 hit by Whitetown utilizes the same 1930s trumpet sample as the song Love Again by Dua Lipa. Question 8. This joyous feminine track was first a hit for Chaka Khan in 1978, before later becoming a hit for Whitney Houston in 1993. Question 9. Taylor Swift dressed up in drag for the music video of this 2020 single from her album, Lover. Question Question 10. This 1966 classic by Percy Sledge has also been a hit for Bette Midler in 1979, Jimmy Barnes in 1988, and Michael Bolton in 1991. That's it for round two. Now get ready for the final round.
Round three.
Round three is Who Am I? You're going to receive a series of clues about a famous music artist, as each clue will reveal more information. The sooner you can identify the answer, the more points you will get. Give yourself 5 points if you get it from just one clue, and progressively down to only 1 point if you get it on the final clue. Who am I? Clue number one. I was born on the 20th of February, 2003, in California, USA. Clue 2. Growing up as an only child, I took an interest in musical theatre from a young age and took singing lessons. This then led to learning to play the piano and later, the guitar. Clue 3. Before my music career took off, I became a child actress, appearing in two successful Disney TV shows, Bezaardvark and High School Musical, The Series. Clue 4. My debut album, Sour, arrived in 2021, and it was an instant smash. As of 2025, it remains the most streamed album of all time by a female artist. Clue 5. I won 3 Grammy Awards, and my hit singles include Driver's License, Good For You, and Vampire. That's all of our rounds complete. We're going to be right back after this break to reveal all the answers. Welcome back. As if I'd make you wait any longer for the answers to the hits of the 90s. Question 1. Crazy was the title of an early 90s hit for both Seal and Aerosmith. Question 2. Two Become One. It was their third number one hit in a row in the UK. Question 3. The Cranberries were the Irish band behind Linger and Dreams. Question 4. Tupac was behind the album All Eyes on Me, which featured the hit California Love. And question 5. Axl Rose. The two were particularly tense at the 1992 MTV VMAs, where insults were hurled at each other. Continuing on to round two, woman or man. You were trying to identify songs that had either the word woman or the word man somewhere in their title. Question 6. Man, I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. Question 7. Your Woman by Whitetown. Question 8. I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan or Whitney Houston. Question 9. The Man by Taylor Swift. And question 10. When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge. For our final round today, you were looking to identify a music artist from our Who Am I clues. The correct answer was Olivia Rodrigo. Give yourself between 1 and 5 points if you got that correct, depending on how many clues you needed. How did you score today? Remember, the maximum amount of points available in this episode was 15. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Pop Puzzle Trivia. If you did, please be sure to subscribe or follow the podcast. If you're listening on Spotify, you can leave us a lovely comment or vote in the episode poll right now. You can also follow the show on Instagram at Pop Puzzle Trivia, where we play lots of extra fun games. You can also support the show by leaving us a lovely review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps others to discover and enjoy this content. This episode was written, produced, and edited by James Lampkin. That is, of course, me. We hope to see you again soon for another round of trivia.